At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. North Texas endured record-breaking heat throughout the weekend, with temperatures as high as 110 in some cases. Fortunately, this week the heat won't be quite as bad. Matt Stallings with the National Weather Service in Fort Worth.
We will be slightly less hot. I wouldn't say cooler, but we will be less hot this week, thanks to a very weak cold front that's right in the area this morning. So we will probably be hovering right around the century mark through most of the week, as opposed to up around 110.
Stolle says there's a low chance of isolated showers in parts of the region this evening, but he doesn't expect a decent shot at rain until later next week. Stolle says temperatures this week will be more in line with a typical Texas summer.
But the record-breaking heat that we've had the past few days was pretty exceptional, and something that we really only see once every 5 to 10 years or so here.
Thank goodness. The National Weather Service advises wearing light, loose-fitted clothing and staying inside where there's air conditioning. The Dallas Morning News reports area hospitals and paramedics treating an especially high number of heat-related illnesses. According to MedStar, responses to heat-related illness this month have increased by 47% compared to July of last year. In today's Vital Signs, the ongoing increase in cases of liver cancer in the U.S. Researchers wanting more detailed information studied records of 1,100 patients diagnosed at Parkland and UT Southwestern Medical Center. They found racial and ethnic differences in outcomes. Blacks and Hispanics less likely than whites to get early diagnosis and curative treatment, and blacks less likely to survive. Dr. Amit Singhal of UT Southwestern told me much of this stems from lack of access to screening for the disease.
Actually, when you take a look at everyone in the United States, many patients are not found early. And this is related to our screening tests not actually being performed as often as they should.
How is it that people are not getting access to screening?
You know, we're trying to do more and more in a shrinking amount of time when we see patients. And sometimes when you take a look at the different priority items that you have to take care of during that short visit, This unfortunately just falls off that list as you're taking care of other things. The other thing is that particularly in patients with liver disease, these patients can be sick at times. And so as you're taking care of those more acute issues, you sometimes forget to do the screening.
We also find Hispanic patients had better survival rates than non-Hispanic whites. Is this what's being called the Hispanic paradox?
Yeah, I think this was the first time this has been shown in liver cancer. When you take a look at the survival initially, it looks like Hispanics have similar survival to whites. However, when you account for several other factors, Hispanics actually had significantly better survival, as you said.
Do we know why this exists at all?
The Hispanic paradox is really something that we don't know exactly why it exists. There's several different theories. People think that this could be related to differences in social factors, like differences in eating habits, differences in terms of social support, while others believe that this could actually be true differences in biological behavior between the different race ethnicities. We're doing a large prospective study over the next 5 years. And so I'm hoping that over the next couple of years, I'll have better answers in terms of why these differences exist and what, and more importantly, what can we do to reverse and prevent these differences from continuing to exist.
As for blacks and Hispanics diagnosed at a later stage, Hispanics had decreased tumor burden.
Yeah, they had smaller tumor burden than non-Hispanic whites.
And yet they had more advanced liver dysfunction. Whereas blacks had better liver function, but the symptoms showed up at a later tumor stage.
Liver cancer is really driven by two different factors. There's the cancer, and then there's the sick liver in which it occurs. And when you take a look at these different race ethnicities, it seems like the prognosis is really being driven by different factors. In Hispanics, it's really driven by the liver disease, more so than the cancer at times, whereas in blacks, because the liver is healthier, it really is driven by the cancer burden.
So what does that tell us in this case when it comes to diagnosis at a later stage?
It really is important for us to consider both of these factors and try to treat both of them. So for example, the most common liver disease in blacks is underlying hepatitis C. And so now we have very effective therapies for hepatitis C. And so it's very important that we are very aggressive in terms of treating that underlying liver disease. For Hispanics, the underlying liver disease is more commonly related to non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, in which there currently are no effective therapies, but many companies are currently doing research to find more effective therapies. And so if we can find something, this may also be something that will improve prognosis in the future.
But still, it all seems to be suggesting that blacks and Hispanics are not getting the care they could get or should get.
I think a lot of this relates to the high overlap between race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic status. Racial ethnic minorities tend to have lower socioeconomic status, which may limit their access to care.
So what can or should blacks and Hispanics do on their own to lower risk of liver cancer?
If you're a baby boomer born between 1945 to 1965, or you have risk factors for hepatitis C, it's important for you to get screened for hepatitis C so you can get treated and reduce your risk of developing liver cancer in the first place. Otherwise, it's important for you to live a healthy lifestyle, eat a healthy diet, exercise so you can prevent yourself from developing fatty liver disease, prevent yourself from getting liver cancer. And then, of course, if you're unfortunate enough to have liver disease, develop liver cancer, it's very important that you come in and get care and continue to see your doctor through the entire process.
If that is caught early, how successfully can that be treated?
If we find liver cancer early, we can actually provide curative therapies with surgery. The 5-year survival is over 70%.
Dr. Singhal, thank you for being with me.
Thank you, Sam.
Dr. Ahmed Singhal is with the Simmons Cancer Center of UT Southwestern. Coming up on BBC NewsHour, Donald Trump warns Iran's president the U.S. will no longer stand for what he calls his demented words of violence and death. Also, the Kurdish regional government building in Erbil is stormed by gunmen. That and more on the BBC NewsHour. It begins at 9. That excessive heat warning continues until 7 tonight. Expect a high near 104. It's 8:30.